alien abductees shown the future. As we all know, there are quite a few people who claim to have been abducted by extraterrestrials. Some of these people have become famous, and some even had witnesses testify they saw the abduction. Many times, when I hear about an abduction, I can't help but think of a television story I saw years ago and which has been repeated more or less by other stories on television. The story went this way: people who were made to look like aliens abducted a human and brought him to a set which looked like the inside of what we might think a UFO looked like. They administered drugs, and these drugs made the abductee very susceptible to suggestion, and they convinced the abductee they were performing alien experiments on him and later released him. Why would anyone want to do this? One of the reasons was said to be able to perform experiments on humans which would be frowned upon by the populace if they knew about them. I am not saying this is what is happening, just that it might be something to keep in the back of our minds for future reference. One of the things we hear from some abductees is they were told certain things. If we believe this, we would probably need to believe in time travel. In case you are wondering why I say this, the reason is some of the abductees claim they were told about future events. Take Calvin Parker for example. Parker and a man named Charlie Hickson were abducted. There seems to be a disagreement about the date on the internet. Some list it as 1973, and some 1977. It seems to me it was October 10, 1973. Anyway, the important thing is what I am about to tell you, that Parker says he kept secret since then. He says he was shown some future events and they were not good. He was shown the future Earth and there was a plague killing millions. He was also shown World War III. He watched as people's skin was melting off their bodies. He said every nation on Earth will be affected by this war. There is a theory which some believe was backed up by a strange sighting at Rendlesham Forest near an American Air Force base. The story is a well-known one. Personnel from the base went out to the woods because of strange lights over the woods. At one point they testified a vehicle landed and was just sitting there. It was not very large. One of the airmen touched it and felt something strange, and at a later date pages of zeros and ones flooded his brain and he wrote it all down. It was binary. When it was deciphered, it was a message, and part of it claimed the vehicle was from our future. This might mean humans from the future are coming back to the past, but why? Are they just interested in history, or is it for some other reason, like correcting bad things that happened, like a world war? Anyone who is a regular reader here knows I am not a big believer in time travel. I do keep an open mind, however, which tells me anything might be possible, especially in a distant future. One person who claims to be an abductee said they suffered from missing time for many years. 2 years ago, they started to get flashbacks of what happened. They began to recall the memories of what happened to them. One thing I would like to say is, even though most people might not realize they have been abducted and have been, there are those who claim they have started to remember. This person claimed while they were in the UFO, they were shown things which related to future events. They were disasters such as wars, suffering, and many natural disasters which would take place in the future. Now here is a question I have. If you are an extraterrestrial, and you know you are going to blank out the events which occurred during an abduction, why bother to tell the subjects anything about the future? If they wanted people to remember these events they were shown of the future, why blank the mind at all? One abduction happened in Puerto Rico when a man was driving his car and two small aliens got on either side and he was grabbed and taken into a room in the UFO where there were other humans. A human-looking man different from the others spoke to all the humans, and one of the things he did was show them a hologram of a large asteroid destroying part of the Earth in the future. While this witness talked about this, some of the others were said to have admitted to seeing the same thing but refused to talk about it. The alien had said he and the others were from a distant planet. When the man was released, it was said he took a photo of the UFO before it disappeared. It would be nice if we could hear about an abductee being told we were all doing a good job and the future would be rosy, but you never seem to hear anything that way when the future is talked about. We know we have a long history which wars have dominated. The truth probably is we will have many more of them unless at some point our weapons get so powerful, we wipe ourselves out, and the weapons are almost to that point now. We don't need any predictions of the future to know that. Alien abductions could have something to do with a galactic war which is said to be taking place between aliens and is happening around the Earth. This has been talked about lately, and as I have said in the past, why is it there are so many crashed UFOs? It could be because they are being shot down. Some were more obvious than others and had a hole in their side which let out the atmosphere, according to whistleblowers. So why would we be abducted, and how could this help one side or the other? When we talk about such advanced races, it is hard to figure out their motives. It could be, according to some, they are looking for people to recruit for the fight, and we are only seeing the ones released who don't qualify for one reason or another. A lot of people seem to disappear and are never seen again. Will abductions ever stop? Maybe at the point we make it into that alien UN.